listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Alex Albrecht.
And I'm Allison Hayslip.
Hey.
And for about the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to sip some booze and spit some news.
That is right. We will be spitting it in the general direction of the loveliest man in this room, Tom Super Volcano Krajewski.
You said addition again, and Allison didn't get mad at you for it.
No, I rolled my eyes internally.
I can see
internally.
She's boiling with rage.
I just realized there are certain things, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone, like clearly we're all in a relationship here.
Yeah, this is true.
That's why we're all naked right now.
There are some things you have to, good God, that would be so weird.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
That would be very weird.
Know, but there are some things you just have to cave on. And I feel like that's one of the things that I've learned to maintain
my
friendship with Alex. Mm-hmm. I'll just let him say addition.
Is there, it's interesting that you bring it up.
It's incorrect.
What is the most annoying thing that any boyfriend has done that you've just been like, I guess I'm just doing this?
Oh, yeah, God. I dated one guy for a little while who was like, who just called me babe. Hey, babe. Hey, babe. And like, I don't care. But that's the thing. Like, I don't care about being called pet names or anything like that. But there was something about the way he said it that I was like, I fucking hate this.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to remember. There was a girl that I dated, and she, Sweet Pea.
Oh, God. No.
It just, come here, Sweet Pea. Hold my hand.
It was just like, but you're right. It wasn't that I cared if anybody called me Sweet Pea. It was just
the way she does
that
it.
I got
called.
I was just like, I don't. This is not.
I mean, that it's so true. Like,
are you looking for another
coaster? I feel like we have more than three, but I don't know where they are.
We have to. Isn't the box?
It's empty.
Coaster box?
Yeah, coaster box is empty.
Tom, is there anything behind you?
Get me a coaster.
Hey, Tom, to the rescue.
I mean, but it is so true. It's like when you meet someone, you're like, everything's amazing. And then like a certain period of time in, you're like, I want to kill them for the things that I thought were amazing before.
Well, and the really funny thing is, and this is something that I think Heather and I were really, we figured out early on, which was, I think the thing that happens is your headphones
are
like super fucked up.
That's
what happened?
I was looking at you like that. You keep talking.
Fix your headphones.
I got it.
God,
I got it, guys.
You're embarrassing.
I know. Put your clothes on and put those headphones on right.
Yeah.
So early on when Heather and I were dating, I was like, look, here's the deal. Most of the things I do, I don't really think about doing.
Right.
So if any of it bugs you, you just tell me and I will stop doing it because I don't care.
I feel like that's a conversation everyone should just have.
I know, but it's weird
like
that people don't have that.
We just get in our habits and we have our lives and it's like, that. But I feel like when for some reason when you're in a relationship, someone takes it as a personal offense as to why you're doing a thing when the other person isn't even aware that they're doing it.
So, and it also works in the positive way, right? So like, first off, so Heather came over once. I don't know why I picked up on this.
Okay.
But she came over to my apartment once early when we were dating.
Yeah.
And the toilet paper, I remembered being hung the way that the toilet paper comes out of
the top
roll.
Which is the way it should be.
Out of the back.
Oh, out of the back.
That's
no,
how it was.
That's the wrong way.
But wait.
Yes.
You're right. Okay.
Yes.
I don't care as a guy. I just put it on however it happens to be in my hand.
No, exactly. Really?
But I noticed that I went in and the toilet paper was doing the waterfall.
The waterfall. Yes, right. That's a good way to put it.
So doing the waterfall, not the spraying water on the back of the wall.
Yeah, yes.
And so I just, so I started like being very conscientious of like putting it in the waterfall way and all this stuff. Maybe a year later, I can't remember why it came up. And I was like, well, I mean, you know, I've been putting the toilet paper down that way so because I know you like it that way. And she goes, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, well, because I was at, like, a year ago, I was at my apartment and it somehow switched. And she was like, oh, I don't really care. I've never even really thought about what direction the toilet paper comes.
Really?
A full year.
Communication, people.
Time, I would put a toilet paper roll. I was like, well, Heather likes it this way.
I actually, that's funny because, you know, I used to, this is years ago, but I used to live with my friend Hillary. She was my roommate. She's my greatest roommate. Yeah.
Hi, Hillary.
And she, like, whenever she comes over to my place now, she comes in, she takes off her shoes and whatever, and, like, it's fine. She makes herself at home. And the other night she came over. And we were, because we had a very exciting boy talk about something, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
I know. Exciting. So we were like talking, but I was like, I was like in the middle of something in my bedroom. So I was like, come to the bedroom, talk to me back here. And she was like, not like that. She's like, okay, wait, I'll just take my shoes off first. And I was like, you don't have to take your shoes off. And she goes, what? And I'm like, you don't have to take your shoes off. Just come back here. And she was like, I thought you were a shoes off house. I was like, I've never been a shoes off
amazing.
House. Like, I don't know where she got that from, but clearly for the last 3 years that she's been visiting at my place,
she's been taking her shoes off for you.
And I was like, oh, no. Like, what? I don't know where she got it from, but like.
Do you leave like flip-flops or something at the door?
I leave flip-flops by the front door. So I think
she saw the flip-flops and was like, oh, that's where shoes go.
Yeah exactly.
Because there are always those people that are like shoes off in the house people, which I don't understand. But
no. I understand like if you're coming around and staying for a while or whatever, but like I don't understand that you need to take them off immediately at the front door and never track anything into the house.
But also it's like, unless you have like white carpet, you know what I mean? Like unless you have a very specific, like all floors.
Well, it is like, I mean, a scientific study of whatever, but like you do track. Because
I mean, scientific study of whatever.
You do track a lot of stuff.
The University of Sunfuck.
It's not necessarily just like dirt. Yeah. You do track a lot of germs in, but like, whatever.
Yeah, but I feel like germs makes you not.
By the way, speaking of being scientists, I've been wearing my I'm a scientist hat like a lot recently. And
amazing.
I can't tell you how many times people stop me and they're like, where did you get that hat? It's great. And I'm like, I can't sit there and be like, I have a podcast and it's a joke. I just say it's a joke with, it's like an inside joke with my friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's custom.
Amazing.
Yeah. So thank you again.
That is amazing.
Hats.
Yeah.
We have to talk about our giveaway.
Yes!
We're doing it.
Manifest some motherfucker.
Yeah. Manifest some motherfucker?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what's going in my book.
I feel like it should be manifest like a motherfucker.
Done.
Yeah. Okay. So, Brianna Brown, friend of the show, is giving away some of her awesome manifestation books. They're basically like planners, like yearly planners that just help you accomplish the goals you want to accomplish.
Yep.
10 people are going to win 2 books each. So you could have one. You can give one to a friend or a spouse or a child or a loved one. I don't know. Whoever you want. Your Starbucks barista to Tom. It's fine.
That'd be great if it was like, hey, Starbucks barista.
I just want to manifest.
I need you to help me manifest these things. Will you also manifest things? And he'd be like, yeah.
Totally.
Sure, Brad.
And here's your tall macchiato.
Oh.
Is that a drink? I don't know. I don't drink coffee. Anyway.
I can't believe you don't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee. Doesn't eat eggs.
Gross. Everything's gross.
It's like, how do you have a morning?
I am
What do you do in the morning?
I sleep through it. I don't know. Anyway.
Straight to lunch.
To get two of these books, you have to be one of the first 10 people to email us with the subject line, manifest this motherfucker, and that second half can be in any way you want it to be.
Yep.
We're open-minded to all of that. And then within the body of the email, send us your best joke. In 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, we will announce the winners.
Right.
And you will be sent your books. And it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I covered it all, right?
I think, where did I send the email?
Oh, halfhourhappyhourfans at gmail.com.
Good call.
First 10 emails get one. So, I mean, we started this last week. We might already have 10 emails. I don't know.
We don't know.
I can't see into the future.
Yeah, we're not in the future.
I can't wait to read those jokes, man.
I know. I'm looking forward to
reading them cold.
People are going to manifest some shit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be rad.
They're going to manifest some jokes.
Totally rad.
Manifesting jokes. Show. Anyway, so that's just for you guys. Don't say we don't do anything for you.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Shall we get some emails?
Yeah.
Let's get some emails.
Yeah, here we go.
Speaking of emails. Silence. Yes. Silence.
You're losing. You're losing listeners right now.
Is that, is that what we call
so many people were like, "Did it just cut out?"
Dead air.
Yeah. It's like when you're telling a friend a story on the phone.
We should get the sound of the Bluetooth disconnecting.
and just play it,
and then people will be like, "Motherfucker."
Don't
motherfucker.
But you know when you're like on the phone with someone and you tell them a very good story and then it's silence and you're like, are you
So it's funny. So I do this a lot and I don't know why, but I'm pretty bad at drinking water throughout the day. And so I get to these things where I do like water drinking sprints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where like I get a glass of water and I just fucking pound it and then I'm like done with water for a while. Yeah. For whatever reason, when I'm starting to call somebody, seems to be a perfect time for my body to be like, well, you're not going to be doing anything. You should be drinking while you have this conversation.
Yeah.
Inevitably, almost 90% of the time I call somebody.
You start drinking water before they answer?
I start drinking as it's ringing.
Yeah.
And then they go, hello. And I go, hey, man, sorry, I was just drinking. I swear to God, like fucking
drinking?
90%.
That's really
90%.
Weird.
90%. And I have no, like,
you
there must be some subconscious reason.
You've trained your body to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You need
like,
to break the habit.
I put on my earbuds.
Yeah.
I go into the kitchen. I fill up a glass of water.
You need to say, body, wait.
After the greeting.
15 seconds
until
they say hello.
Because also I feel like it's ringing. I'm just having a little sip. But then it's like the process is, so it's, and it's a good like 5 to 10 seconds of pure silence on my end.
Jesus.
While I'm trying to swallow. So I don't know why that happens. But anyway, so that was that. That was me. I was just, say
silence.
I was drinking water. Okay,
silence.
Here we go.
All right.
A challenge.
Ooh, I like challenges.
To Super Volcano.
Yes!
Oh, please be a drinking challenge. What is it?
It is.
Is it really? Oh, no.
Hey, Super Squad, Brian here.
Hi, Brian.
Hello, Allison.
Oh, hello.
So, as the title might have alluded to, I have a direct challenge for Mr. Volcano himself.
Ooh.
Unless I am mistaken.
Yep.
Tom is the only one of you to not publicly give up drinking for a month.
True.
I was thinking of doing that, actually, this month.
Good.
I actually was.
Wait, no joke. I just read something that said September is the best month to give up drinking.
Because there's no holidays. Right?
Well, you have Labor Day weekend, but as long as you make it through Labor Day weekend, because it's right at the beginning.
So, by the way, so the reason why I put this and I picked it so that...
Wait, because this is going to be the Monday of Labor Day.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah.
The reason why I started this is because Heather and Leah, like last year, are doing mid-September to mid-October off from drinking, and I'm going to join them.
Oh.
I remember they had a harder time last year than you did.
So much of a harder time than me. Like, so they were like, hey, do you want to maybe help to keep us from doing it?
I could do that with you.
Yeah, so why do I?
Mid-Sept to mid-October?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that with you guys, too.
So
then.
This is why I was like...
Okay, so just Japan, Brian? Or
no.
Okay.
So unless I'm a speaking Tom's... Okay. On October 6th, I'm organizing and competing in a powerlifting meet for charity.
Oh, jeez, that's awesome.
Oh, boy. When I compete... I usually stop drinking about a month beforehand.
Okay. So you're starting September.
Makes sense. This is where I'm. The challenge comes in. I would like for Tom to join me on September 6th
for
a long, horrible, boring month of sobriety.
All right, I'm looking at my calendar right now
to
see.
You guys, I'm telling you, I did my month and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay. I remember last year September and it made me feel good. This way, when we are both craving the life-giving liquid, we have each other for support. Anyway, even if he decides not to do it, you bitch with a lot of eyes, you guys are doing a really great thing for your fans. Keep this shit up. Thanks. Not Japan, Brian.
Well, oh, nice.
So, by the way, if you want, you can actually support his charity event.
Yes,
if you go to crowdrise.com/deadlift, that's crowdrise, one word, .com/deadlift. And it's really cool because I went there and it was like, so basically, fuck cancer.
Oh, good.
I was like, I want to fuck cancer by lifting heavy things.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great.
That sounds like me.
Shit, I wish we had a Lego to auction off for this.
I know, right?
Maybe we need to.
Next time.
Let's get some Legos.
I don't know. We're gonna,
we have a break. Okay. You know what? I'm going to New York and there's fancy Lego stores there, so maybe
I mean, look, if you come back with some Legos, we're going to build them.
All right, we'll see. We'll see
and
what
then we'll sell them for charity.
Yes.
But that said.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, true. Okay.
So that said, it doesn't have to be September 6th, so because, like I said, I'm going to throw this out there. I'm doing, and we can get more details on the exact date of start.
I just looked at the calendar, what would work best for me. Mm-hmm. Not saying we have to do what works best for me. I'm just saying.
Sure.
Is September 16th to October 16th.
Okay. I think that is literally the dates that Heather and Leah were doing.
The 15th, I have one of my best friend's housewarming parties, so I know that he'll give me so much shit if I do not partake. But the 16th, I could start.
Okay. Yeah. I could do that. Cause,
and then I have a wedding October 27th, so it's like outside of
perfect.
The... Yeah.
All right. Because, yeah, oh so gosh. Brian, so on the 10th of September, because he wants me to start the 6th, right?
Yeah.
10th is a holiday. I don't. I'm not Jewish, but it's Rosh Hashanah.
Got it.
So I assume I'll be drinking that day.
I'm not Jewish, but I drink the fuck out of Rosh Hashanah.
And the next week is Yom Kippur and something called Ashura. I don't know what that is, but it's on my calendar.
You're not Jewish.
No,
but it's a good reason to celebrate someone else's culture.
Okay,
so close-minded.
Can we say September 16th?
If 16th? Brian is okay with it, Brian's
I
one that wrote
it. I think
he's
going to be okay with it because that only is 10 days of him doing it on his own, knowing full well we are going to join him.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God, are we doing this?
I was already doing
pinky
it.
Pinky swear. Everyone pinky swear. Okay.
Get your pinky in here, you fucker.
We're doing September 16th to October 16th sober.
Boom.
Jesus. Okay, I make no promises right about now. Our shows during that period because all three of us sober.
How could that be? We should just wear bow ties on the shows just to be like buttoned up.
No one sees us, Alex.
I know, but just
we'll
to,
take a photo.
To
post
feel it.
It.
Oh
wait,
gosh.
So just say September 16th to what again?
October 16th. One month.
Okay, yeah. Got it. All right, thank you.
Oh my
all right.
gosh.
And I'm just saying, I'm gonna be locked up with Heather. I think that actually might be the dates. It might be the 20th to the 20th. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll find
if it's
out.
The 20th to the 20th, I can do that too. But we'll do. Okay. Yeah.
I just put on my calendar.
Just as long.
Sad.
No. What's it say?
Sober.
Sober.
I love that you put it at 12 p.m. on the 16th.
Yeah.
Sober.
It's an arbitrary
basically,
time.
Basically, I have to start being allowed to drink by October 25th.
Done. We can make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
So as long as we do this.
We'll be back. October 25th?
What?
Wedding?
October 25th. I mean, I'll plug this right now. It's the UNICEF Masquerade Ball that I'm always a part of.
Are Alex and I coming?
If you get tickets, I'll send you guys the info.
I use masks.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's going to be at Clifton's in downtown LA.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You talked about this last year.
It's such an awesome time. I don't even know if tickets are technically on sale yet. Just look it up. When they go on sale, I'll obviously make an official thing. But yeah, get your tickets. It's a really great night. Most of the ticket price goes to UNICEF. UNICEF.
Close enough.
I mean, a portion of it has to go to the actual throwing of the party. But most of it is going to
I've actually never been to Clifton's.
You haven't?
No.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my God. You would love
There's
Clifton's.
So many, like, L.A. So we were talking about this the other day because what was it? Oh, we went to the pool at the Sportsman's Lodge.
Oh, yeah.
How was that? Yeah.
Super
That's
fun.
That's great.
Brand new, like, redone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, it's $25
for the day. I normally go to a Halloween party at the Sportsman's Lodge every year.
Yeah. But it's like, the pool itself is it's the largest public pool in the valley.
I didn't know that. What's it cost a day?
$25.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said that.
Yeah, but it's okay. So, but $25, you go. They've got a bar right there.
Yeah.
The food was actually pretty good. And it was a friend's birthday. They were like, we're just going to be at the pool from 3 on.
Yeah.
Just come by. It's $25.
All right.
And it's kind of a cool little like place to just chill and.
It's right near me.
Yeah.
You guys got to make the trek.
The other thing too is like, there's sort of like the Hollywood pool scene. There's like
God.
The Avalon.
The
Roosevelt. Yeah, like people who aren't actually like using the pool. It's like.
No, they're just there to be seen in skimpy shit.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, yeah. So there you go. But the thing that I like about the Sportsman's Lodge is it's really just people that are there to just enjoy a pool.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And
Let's
to sit
do that.
In the sun and have booze.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
I want to go.
Yeah, right. It was really fun. Anyway, but the reason why I said that is because I was like, I have not been to this area of the Sportsman's Lodge.
Right.
There must be a lot of things in Los Angeles that are awesome, cool, fun Los Angeles things that I just have never done.
Yeah.
And so Heather and I are trying to kind of get into
this LA.
Thing. Yeah, and we're trying to get into this thing of like, let's do a cool LA thing once a week.
Well, have you gone to like the Getty recently just to have lunch?
No.
Oh, you'd have to do that.
Yeah.
The Getty Museum, which is up on, you know, the hills in Bel Air. I mean, it's an amazing art museum, first off, but what you can also do is just get lunch and like have a picnic in their gardens.
Ugh, I love that.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff. So Clifton's is on the list.
Yeah.
I haven't done that. Somebody Clifton's. Just told
You'll
me
You'll have
about...
to come to the UNICEF party. I'll send you guys a ticket info.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Yeah, maybe we will. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
And it's just a masquerade, so it's like
full on. There's a theme this year that I'm forgetting. God, I'm the worst ambassador ever. It's solely because
isn't that Jareth thing, right?
No.
Do I have to remind my own UNICEF box to collect pennies?
I know, isn't that
Halloween?
It's so funny because like that's the whole point. I mean, I feel like
trick or treat, also pennies.
I feel like I've talked about this on the show before, but like so UNICEF is something. So UNICEF is a organization that helps children worldwide. It's the children's
Seth.
Yeah. Well, there's no E in there. But, I mean, there's an E when you spell the thing, but it's Children's Foundation is, like, what it actually stands for.
Is it the UN? Is it the United Nations Children's Foundation?
Hold on. Now, oh, God, I'm the worst.
I'm going to do it right now.
You're looking up what UNICEF stands for? Okay. But it helps children worldwide. But the whole thing is, like, you really only hear about
United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund.
Emergency Fund. So there isn't it. Yes. So it's like, you know, when Syria was getting the fuck bombed out of it.
Yep.
It would like a lot of money was being sent over there to help kids. But also like when Puerto Rico got hit by the hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
Like they help kids all over the world. Also in the States, like just anywhere in the world. So they have come to find out in the past. Well, they've always sort of known this. It's like the only time that people really think about UNICEF.
Halloween.
Exactly, when you're a kid and you get given those
UNICEF
little
orange boxes, yeah.
And you collect dollars while you're trick-or-treating. It's like, give me candy, but also donate to UNICEF.
Yep.
And then you mail those boxes away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you forget about UNICEF, and they find out until you retire. And when you retire, that's when people are like, okay, I have a little extra money. Let me do some good stuff. People like to donate to charities when they're older, right? So a friend of mine, as her college thesis, came up with a way to make UNICEF more accessible for people of our age.
Oh.
Basically, between the ages of like 20 to 45.
Yep.
Like, how do we get people like that interactive? And it's called UNICEF Next Gen.
Okay.
And it's really cool.
Sounds high tech.
Yeah, and it's all about.
Is there an app?
There's probably an app. But it's a wonderful organization that basically makes UNICEF cool.
Yeah.
You know, and makes it accessible. Like,
and so this is something that like.
And so this masquerade ball is what it's one of their biggest events that they throw because they raise so much money because people are like, hells yeah, I want to go put on a mask and dress up fancy and go to this place where it's free food and free booze all night long. Well, I mean, you pay for a ticket, but you know, I mean, you're not paying there.
Yeah, but I would pay for a place where I could go and get free booze, quote unquote.
Yeah. Paying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so hold on, let me pull.
Although poor Tom, if Tom comes, he's going to drink everybody out.
I'll be putting UNICEF out of business,
especially after a month of sobriety.
No, you absolutely
can I order 17 beers at once?
Oh my gosh, I have to find the thing.
Yeah, can I just have a 2-liter bottle of Sprite and a giant bottle of vodka?
Okay,
I'll do myself.
So the theme. Sorry, I'm pulling it up on my phone.
There is a theme.
There's a theme.
So
there's
what was
a theme
what was last year's?
Was last year stars and moons. It was like celestial.
Oh,
that
celestial.
Was the theme. Yes. So you still are in masquerade, but I was in a star dress or something.
So I could wear like
that.
A Mac and Me mask.
Star dress.
Okay.
Wear it on my bum.
What? So this year is postmodern surrealist.
Whoa.
Yes.
That's not too smart for Alex and me.
Yeah.
Can you explain?
Well, you know, it's basically
like Salvador Dali or something.
Yeah, like Dali and Dadaism, I think, is like that's all that.
Interesting.
Like just, you know, wacky, weird.
So I should just
shit.
Have a melting clock on my shoulder?
Yeah. It also looks like maybe like David Bowie, like that sort of stuff. Like
just
do the star
Bowie.
On your face.
Yeah, like
Bowie
here, the,
star, right?
The images. Here's like the images and stuff that they suggest.
It's a sign on my face.
Some guy in a birdcage with a bowler cap on.
Let me see that.
Someone holding their own head in their arm.
Oh, seems very
that's
intense.
The visuals they suggest.
Wow. Okay.
Someone's got a third eye.
Interesting. Oh,
so
geez.
Basically,
okay.
Alex, you can go as
you probably
I could
David
go
Bowie
as
from
David
Labyrinth.
Bowie from Labyrinth.
You probably could.
As Jared.
So you can buy.
I mean, like, my junk has donated a lot to children.
It's giving them inspiration to stay alive.
You're ridiculous. Okay, it's October 25th. It starts at 9 p.m.
Done.
I just don't think tickets are for sale yet. You can either buy a ticket or you can buy a table, which is great.
Ooh.
So just so you know, UNICEF Next Gen, UNICEF Next Gen started in 2009. And since then, they have raised over... $11 million.
Wow, okay.
How many pennies is that?
Events.
Ooh, that's, just popped.
Yeah, you
How many pennies is that?
How many pennies? Pennies on the penny wheel. Penny wheel, penny wheel.
Popped.
Pigs in the pen, and they have many pennies.
Wow.
That's not a thing. I just said
that. That was very good, though.
Anyway, so as soon as I get information on how you can actually buy tickets.
We'll do it.
We'll do it, yeah.
If you just Google UNICEF Next Gen Masquerade Ball, you can find it because it's really amazing. I'll be there. Hopefully you guys will be there. I'd love for you guys to come.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right, sweet. How
it's pretty
even...
easy to convince Heather to go to a fun thing.
Yeah. How did we even segue into
this? Where
there's
an open bar.
Pants.
I don't know.
UNICEF. Halloween.
Oh, I had to start drinking.
Yeah. Amazing.
All right,
let's talk about baby poop.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of drinking.
All right.
baby poop cocktails?
No. Why are we doing this?
Wait,
Alex.
North Carolina researchers discovered dirty diapers could help fight off cancer.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, not quite sure why they started studying poop in a diaper, but they started studying poop in a diaper. Mm-hmm. And they actually were able to figure out that there were some good probiotics that were
probably
being generated in
because
the poop of babies.
The baby's internal... like their intestinal system isn't fucked up by all the weird shit that we eat.
That is actually probably true.
Yeah, it's 100%.
They were like, we found the fountain of youth. Yeah, it's baby
like,
shit.
I actually
eat
just
a baby.
Got, you know when you play like a like an app game or something like that and you have to deal with the ads or whatever to get through it?
Yeah.
So, one of the ads just recently was like, the yogurt probiotic for babies. And I was like, they don't fucking need that shit. They're the healthiest people out there.
So like, so probiotics is a very interesting thing because like Jerry swears by probiotics.
Does he really?
Yeah, and I started
taking...
I take
a probiotic every
night. Well, I started taking probiotics and it started fucking up my stomach.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the thing.
Your body has to adapt to it.
Well, also,
or,
your body needs probiotics if it doesn't currently have a good biotic balance in its gut.
So you probably already did. Is what
that's
you're
the thing. I already have.
I don't know about that.
No, that's what my gastroenterologist said.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was like, should I be taking a probiotic?
Did he
and
look
he was
up
like,
there? He's like, no, spread your cheeks and he's like, you're okay, pal.
You know what? Now that I looked in your anus, seems like you've got a good balance in there.
But also.
No, so because I said, look, should I be taking a probiotic? And he goes, well, do you feel like you need to take a probiotic? And I was like, no, but everybody says like probiotics are life changing. And he was like,
I don't know.
You
about
only need to take a probiotic if you don't have good gut bacteria.
Well, yeah, that's the same with any supplement that you take.
Yeah, it's you like you don't need to take vitamin C if you eat a lot of oranges and something else with vitamin C.
Lemons,
sure,
and lemons,
limes.
If you like
soda.
Eat a lot of like lemon lime soda,
well, no,
but also
soda has citric acid, so
like
that's
that.
Why people don't get rickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, that was the thing with, what was it? It wasn't rickets. What was the one? Scurvy.
Scurvy.
Yeah, the pirates had to bring oranges because they were like, they weren't getting vitamin C.
I did a music video with Pink where we talk about scurvy. It's all about scurvy.
What?
Yes, didn't you hear that?
A music video?
With Pink. For SpongeBob's 10th anniversary. It's online. You can see. It's me, Pink, and two other pirates.
It's you and Pink? You're in it? What?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Oh my God.
This
what?
This is crazy. How has it been like 3+4+ years? And he's like, well, when I was in a music video with Pink.
Oh, it was awesome. It's all about scurvy because it's for SpongeBob's 10th anniversary, pirates, scurvy.
Oh,
it's all about eating vitamins.
By the way, I want to see the SpongeBob musical on Broadway.
Yeah.
I've heard it's actually really great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So back to baby shit.
Okay. Tom loses
speaking
it.
Of Tom's career, let's get back to baby shit.
Yeah, let's get back to baby shit. Thanks, Tom. So they basically figured out that they've found this stuff called short-chain fatty acids.
Oh, God.
And so short-chain fatty acids are a key component to good gut health.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't have the short-chain fatty acid in their gut.
Okay.
Probably and they, drank it out of our systems.
Yeah, no shit. They blew it out of their ass is what they did. So,
so
what they realized is that part of having a large chunk of the short-chain fatty acids in your gut is that it actually helps stop things like diabetes, some cancers, autoimmune disorders. So they're now starting to create this cocktail.
She's just swatting
a bug. And asking people to, like, basically they're creating this cocktail that is derived by enzymes harvested from dirty diapers.
Dude, if it keeps you alive,
I'm
I'll
slightly
take it.
More excited about this than I was about the vaginal beer.
I would be much more apt to drink baby poop vitamins than vaginal beer.
Jesus.
But this all begs the question, why were researchers studying the poop of babies?
Yeah.
Like, who had the idea? I think maybe there's some good stuff in that shit bag.
Well, probably for the reasons we're talking about, because as adults, we fuck up our guts so much.
Yeah, maybe.
Also,
it's like, let's see what our guts are supposed to do before we fuck them up.
Yeah, and babies get their food, like, from breastfeeding, right? So that's, like, natural, healthy milk, lots of antibiotics in there.
Yeah.
Not antibiotics, but...
So actually, you can use breast milk, like, if your baby gets a cut or like an eye infection or something, you can literally rub breast milk on it and it's supposed to help. Yeah.
Wow.
Because the mom's body is still producing the stuff to keep the baby
safe.
Well, that's the other thing too. They talk about that when cows milk, there's something that the baby cows have to have. It's called like
RBST.
Oh God, is your brain hurt?
Yeah,
what
my brain
happened?
Hurts because I've heard about. I've,
that like, was a weird face you just made.
Alex,
you made
looks
a
like
lot of
right
effort.
Now.
To
yeah,
try to think
I'm
of
really. It's, I'm like scraping the back of my head with my thoughts to come up with it, and I'm never gonna come up with
bovine
it.
Bovine pituitary glands.
No, whoa. But there's something in the mother's milk that they have to get within the first week of being alive.
Yeah, yeah.
That's super beneficial.
You know,
pepperoni.
Like, I've been,
it's pepperoni.
I'm clear. Pepperoni. I'm clearly at an age where a lot of my. A lot of my female friends are having babies now. A lot of them are having second babies, but some are still.
How do you feel
the,
about
the
that,
first.
Allison?
I think it's great. Okay, good. They're happy. Whatever. Yeah. But I'm learning.
Them.
I am learning far more. Like in the last, you're ridiculous.
No, I meant like spread, like go, procreate.
Their legs.
No, not their
legs.
That's
leg, what we were
but
laughing
it came out
at.
Weird yeah. when I said spread them.
So, I would say
pop those babies on the floor. Spread them. Spread them.
God. I would say in the last 3 or 4 years of my life, I have learned more about pregnancy and having a baby than I ever did in any health class I've ever had.
Yeah.
Which makes me go, what the fuck? Why are we teaching this stuff early on? You know,
yeah.
Like the fact, like here's the women miscarry far more often than is ever spoken about.
Yep.
And I believe that if we, like when we're teaching in our kids in health class about the miracle of pregnancy and all that kind of shit, if you also were like, by the way, it's super fucking common to lose a baby within the first 3 months, but also I've had multiple friends who have lost it past that, which is that those are the ones that are fucking devastating. I mean, it's devastating either way, but the one when you feel like you get like the 3 month mark, it's like we're in the safe zone and it still happens. It's awful. But if this wasn't seen as a rare occurrence and therefore something to not be spoken about, God, the mental health of everyone would be so much better.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that feel a lot of like shame associated with miscarriages, which to me, I'm like, it's fucking science. Like that should happen.
That's what I mean. But because it's not taught at a young age and it's not something seen as common, like no one wants to speak about it. It's seen as taboo. Like at least if it was spoken about openly, I would hope that the shame associated with it would be not saying it would make the loss any less terrible.
No, of course not.
But at least because I know women feel like something is wrong with them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can't feel that's an awful way to feel about yourself. You know, like I had a friend. I've been friends with this guy since high school, and on Instagram. This is a little while ago, but on Instagram, all of a sudden one day it was like, welcome into the world, this new baby. And it's a picture of his wife in the hospital having just given birth to their baby boy. And I texted him and I was like, dude, I didn't even know you were pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, oh. And so I finally went to get, like a few months later, like I actually met the baby. And he was like, listen, he's like, the reason is it's like we went through 2 miscarriages.
Yeah.
And so he's like, by the time that we got to the third, it wasn't even like exciting anymore. Right. They were just like, oh, here we go again. So he's like, we didn't tell anyone because we just didn't think get trained to feel that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was complete sidetrack. The whole point is I'm learning a lot about fucking pregnancies and that sort of thing.
You're learning a lot about
this is
fucking.
Why I know about the, this is why I know about the breast milk thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wait, there was a really clear point I wanted to make about this and now I've completely lost it. Because we were talking about
drink
baby
vagina beer.
Shit and
baby poop.
I know.
Drinking baby poop. All right, well, how about this? You just gave us a really good segue to our last story.
Oh, great. Then let's just go to the last story and I'll think of what I was
saying. Couple couldn't conceive.
Oh, man.
Because they'd been having sex the wrong way.
No.
For 4 years.
No. What?
So this happened in China. So a married couple who were desperate to try to conceive learned that they had been having sex the wrong way.
Oh dear.
For 4 years.
I hate to call it the wrong way. It should just be the wrong way to get pregnant. Because let them have sex the way they want to have
makes a
sex.
Good point.
That is actually true. It was the wrong way for babies. The right way for.
Was self-gratification. Banging.
Was it the back door?
It was the back door.
No.
Wait,
didn't
serious?
Even know what was happening. Yeah.
For 4 years, this poor fucking woman. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she did say sex was very painful. So the couple were very young. The man was 26, the woman 24.
That's not very young.
Well, but that means that they started having sex when he was 22 and she was 20.
Oh, okay.
Because they were banging in the back hole for 4 years.
Oh, my God.
They were very healthy and despite being married for 4 years, couldn't conceive. The family was giving them a lot of stress because of it, because obviously family pressure, especially when you're like, we are putting it in the pooper as often as can.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's not how babies are formed. But the results were unexpected. They, Lou, who was the I think the gynecologist found out that the couple
oh my gosh
had mistakenly been having anal intercourse rather than vaginal intercourse to conceive.
Oh my gosh. This that's woman's what, mind must have been blown.
That's what happens. You don't have sex ed in school, I guess. Maybe they're like,
yeah, by the way, according to the newspaper, they gave the couple a sex education handbook, and within months the woman became pregnant. To show their appreciation, they sent the two of them sent a live hen and 100 eggs. So,
so
very good.
I love China.
Very good.
I fucking love China.
Okay, now I suddenly understand why they didn't know.
For 4 years of marriage, neither the husband nor the wife knew how to get pregnant. The couples lack so much of general knowledge are very rare, but it's uncommon for people to lack or to have misconceptions regarding sexual knowledge because they're very strict about sex education in China.
It's just interesting to me because I feel like...
I just can't imagine you'd be like down there and go,
that's where it comes.
I'm going to put it in the bottom hole and just see what happens.
But maybe he doesn't know there's a hole there.
No, I know. This is clear.
But my question is
but
for
also,
the
like,
woman...
You could also be pretty uncomfortable and not like get down and check it out. You know what I'm saying? Like you could easily be like,
right,
okay,
right.
So we get in,
like
let's get in the thing.
Visually would
let's
not
just
look.
Pull off all of our pants.
But I also,
I'm gonna get on top of you and try to put it in a thing.
But, so, but the other thing is like, mean? Like as a woman, God. When you get properly turned on, it's very clear where you want a thing to go. Like,
go on, Alice.
But you
is
know
it
what I
the
mean?
Ear?
Yeah. But, you know, but I mean, like, we don't physically show arousal the way guys do, but it's still like a very specific location where you were like, I would like that area
to be stimulated.
Yes.
Haven't you ever seen Blue Lagoon? Those kids were on an island. They had no idea what was going on, and they figured it out.
Oh, I've never
they
seen that.
They watched two seals fucking, and they were like, let's do that.
Is that what happens? No. They watched two seals fucking? No. Oh, God. No. But my point is like...
the writers were much better than
sucks because I feel like this poor woman had never been properly
turned clear.
On.
That is 100% clear.
Oh, that sucks. I can't imagine.
Although,
like,
talk about that like month... about to get pregnant was probably the best month of her life.
I know, right? Well, so this is another thing that I've learned from friends getting pregnant.
Yeah.
So, because I have a few friends. First off, the fact that some people can get pregnant, like getting sneezed on, other people like
that's also
have
a way to get
to
pregnant.
Through,
by the way,
don't
I learned that sneeze
on
class.
Anybody.
That was a metaphor. That was not actual fact. and then other couples like struggle for years and years and years and have to go through all the like you know hormone treatments and that
IVF,
that drives me insane.
Stuff,
it makes no sense to me. Because I have a few friends who, you know, they've been in marriages and they will tell me like, I didn't even know I was pregnant until like a month in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have friends who are like, I was like drinking and partying and whatever for like a month.
Oh, geez,
but I've learned that what the female body does is that the moment you get pregnant, there's some sort of like protective coating that goes around
a force field,
a baby force field,
Tesla force field.
Yeah, for that lasts for about a month because because the body understands that
you might
not know that you're pregnant until you miss your first period.
Oh, right,
that's amazing.
That makes sense.
So yeah, exactly. So it's like your body sort of takes care of that shit.
Well, we have been doing it without science for a very long time.
Without science,
that's true.
I mean, there is a period of all of that stuff. Speaking of periods. All right, speaking of period, I think the period of this podcast is over.
Did we do it?
I think we
this
did.
This edition is over.
Okay, so now, by the way, this is what everyone's been waiting for. Now is when we're taking a short break.
Oh, yes.
And Tom will find out. Yeah. Tom will get sorted into a house. I'm going to find out what my Patronus is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm nervous.
Going to be fine.
I'm nervous. Like, literally, what if my Patronus is just like,
Voldemort.
Donald Trump.
I love it. Oh, amazing. That'd be amazing. Glorious.
Jesus.
Is huge.
Yeah.
Expellum Patronus.
Oh, God. Okay, so we're going to do
that. Fingers crossed.
Also, don't forget about our giveaway. You can get your manifestation books from Brianna Brown, which is amazing. Send us an email, first 10 emails with the subject line, manifest this motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And in the body having your favorite joke, you will get sent two of these books. It's amazing. Please email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us. Do whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, all of those fun things. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Aislinn.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. Sitting in with us, as always, the lovely and talented Tom. Super Volcano Krabsky.
Goodbye.
Tom. See you next week.
Nerdist.com.